Wishing you a beautiful Monday and also a lovely new month of November as we move into a brand new topic this month. So I have been doing a lot of work on my own personal self over the last number of months. And one of the things I realized very strongly, and it was actually around the creation of It's Time For Me 3 years ago, and I know so many of you are still members from that time, which is amazing. But when I created It's Time For Me, I wanted to create a space for women to be supported and encouraged. And at that time, I was doing a huge amount in terms of the business side of it because I had gone into an entrepreneur competition. I had got mentorship. I then went to college. I did loads of different things. And it took me more into the business side and away from the spiritual side, which is actually who I am as a person. So all of the work I ever did before that through tarot and teaching meditation and different things like that was always very much in connection with our higher selves and our soul's energy. And I just have had this very strong calling, without saying a word, over these last 2 months in particular, really, to move more into alignment with that. And this month actually starts this newer energy. So pretty much the same format for It's Time For Me. I'm probably going to make some slight changes. And I know I've made changes over the last few months and some worked and some didn't work. So I'm trying to kind of piece it together properly. But, and thank you for your patience, by the way, while I do all of that. I really created 12 pillars of It's Time For Me. And these are like the foundations of what It's Time For Me is really, really about. So in many ways, all of us have become disconnected from ourselves, or we're out of alignment with our true soul's path. Whether we're fearful, under pressure, have worries, or just life stresses are distracting us, it's taking us out of ourselves in a way. And we forget that we have amazing support and guidance deep within us and surrounding us spiritually. So we have this energy we can tap into in any given moment. And when we tap into all of these things, we can reconnect, know we are minded, trust our own guidance and come back into ourselves. And that's when the magic of life can actually happen, as each step we take is going to lead us from one joyful and aligned moment to the next. So It's Time For Me really was created and is creating more to help you remember your true power, and that it is now your time to live a fulfilled, connected and peaceful life by helping you know your soul's purpose and how to follow it. So the other day I sent out a newsletter. If you didn't get it, I can forward it on to you by email, which is all about the first two pillars of It's Time For Me, discovering your soul's true path and unlocking your soul's lessons. But this month we are going to be focusing on discovering your soul's true path. Whatever your belief system, some of us just believe we're born and we die, nothing kind of happens in between. Or some of us believe we're born and when we die, our soul goes somewhere else. Some of us believe that we've lived many times before and our soul is coming in to choose lessons. And that would be my belief, myself. I do believe that our soul chooses elements of what it needs to learn for its evolution and for its ascension throughout life and throughout different lifetimes. So I've even changed like my logo for It's Time For Me, for this woman kind of ascending and evolving in the air, literally. So the 12 pillars of It's Time For Me are going to be discovering your soul's true path, unlocking your soul's lessons, so like what you're supposed to learn here, self-care for empaths. So like if you're empathetic, if you're somebody that gets guilty or feels bad when you try to do stuff for yourself, and I don't mean like, oh, I'm going to like get my hair done instead of going to meet my friend for lunch. I mean when you're truly trying to just live life for you and look after your own needs, but seem to put the needs of others before you or feel guilty if you don't do that. This is for you. Receiving, like how we receive. Empowerment, shedding our patterns, reconnecting to ourselves, creating, listening and hearing our intuition, setting our sights higher, so raising our expectations, joy and gratitude, and being present in our body through food, diet, nutrition, and meditation. So these are the 12 pillars of It's Time For Me, and these are actually going to be our 12 themes for the next 12 months. And we're starting off with discovering our soul's true path. So when we are trying to figure out what our soul's true path is, generally speaking, and this, you may not feel this, but it can be a time where we are the thing that we want the most in our life, the things that we experience time and time and time again, in a negative way, probably, the things that test us the most, the situations or emotions that come up time and time again, but we just seem to not be able to break that cycle. That is part and parcel of our soul's path. Our soul's path is to actually live a joyful, abundant, happy, and love-filled life. That is what our soul's path for each and every one of us is. It's our ultimate goal, let's say, our ultimate outcome, our ultra desired place to be. But when you're living here in this world right now, each of us individually have very different and specific paths to get us to that place of joy, abundance, love, and happiness. So whether it's bad relationships, whether it's loneliness, whether it's bad finances, whether it's just absolutely not knowing how to look after yourself, whether it's sabotaging yourself, whether it's career stuff, you know, that always keeps coming up for you, whether it's around children, whether it's around family, whether it's around any other thing that you might be able to think of, that is actually your path. So your path to getting you to where you want to be, okay, is going to be filled with this repetitive theme, repetitive recurrent theme. And it's going to be through changing all of that that we're going to get you on your path and get you to be exactly where you're supposed to be. So this is why I'm saying it's a bit deep now, okay? But basically, all I want you to do today is to think about the continuous pattern of your whole life that keeps reoccurring and reoccurring and reoccurring and reoccurring. And that, yes, all of the action steps you've probably taken towards it don't necessarily make it go away. You might be able to smooth over it a bit. It mightn't be as bad for periods. You might just avoid it altogether. But it just hasn't really sorted itself out. There are bigger themes in our life, though, like I said. Loneliness, okay? A sense of not knowing how to look after ourselves. Perhaps financial issues, a complete lack of work-life balance, maybe never getting anything we feel we deserve or desire, the great job, the great relationship, the great finances, the great home, whatever it is, the great feeling of inner peace. Maybe there's a multitude of things. And I just want you to think what they are. It could even be a repetitive energy around, like, wanting to look after yourself more, wanting to put the needs of yourself first as opposed to the needs of others first. And in that, you do really well for a few months and then you go back off track. But it's something that just keeps coming up and coming up again. And you might have done a lot of work on these things and they're only coming up slightly, but wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just break the cycle altogether and move towards these things where we're actually going to be? And that's what really It's Time For Me is about. You know, a few weeks ago at home, obviously I work at home, we were getting a new boiler put in and a new heating system. So I had to bring my dogs up to our bedroom because we've three floors in the house. So I had to bring them up the furthest away from all the noise that was going to be going on and sit in the bedroom for the day. And I was like, what am I going to do? So I was like, because there was so much noise in the house, I couldn't like properly work. But I sat down and I just kept writing, It's Time For Me, over and over again. I was like, what actually is It's Time For Me? And then it was this. It's like, it's time for my soul. It's time for my soul to actually be on the path of where it's truly meant to be. And that's what I actually want to do for all of you. So we've done that in a lot of ways through all the topics we covered. If you're a new member or you're an original member from 3 years ago almost, it's that place of all the things we do, even last month around confidence, you know, around getting to different spaces and different aspects of our life, fears, etc., all those kind of things, feeling good enough. Everything we've covered a lot of stuff in 3 years. And yet it's funny, after 3 years, there's still so much to cover. But now I want to get away from the more practical, like to-do stuff. That's going to be part of it, okay? But now I want to move more towards, let's get this really clear and in alignment with ourselves. Because I read or watched a really interesting video the other night with a guy called Peter Crone. He's great. He's a spiritual teacher, but he works actually a lot with the mindset and the ability to transform the mindset. And he called self-care shelf care. And he's like, because we get all these books and they're all on the shelf. And I was like, oh yeah, that's me. Now I actually read every single book that I ever buy. and I've hundreds of books on self-care and spirituality and all that, but I actually do read them. But oftentimes we get all these things and it's a to-do list. And he said that often self-help, let's say, self-help, and he was calling it shelf help. And he's like, we get all of these things and we read all of these things, we watch all of these things. But a lot of times when we're looking at self-help, it actually makes us feel like there's something wrong with us. So even in all the topics we've done, it's like this sense of, okay, I'll do this and then I can fix the problem with myself. And that's not something I'd ever want, because as I always say, like, acknowledge these parts of yourself, accept these parts of yourself. But of course, we want to clear them. But to me, and the most best way to be able to clear this stuff is to come back into alignment with why you're actually here, what you're meant to be doing with your life. And a lot of the times, the things that we're most meant to have are the things that we find hardest to get. And that might seem ridiculous. We'll throw it up and say, it's not meant for me. Of course, there are things that are not meant for us. But I believe those biggest desires, those biggest things we feel drawn to that we try, are the things that we are meant to have. It's in the experience of not getting, or the experience of, for whatever the individual blocks are for you, that don't get you to that place. That's actually what you need to break to get you on your soul's path. So think of that recurring theme. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. And this month is a really deep dive into this. There's going to be meditations. And I'm also going to be doing more writing stuff as well, because it's still with the text. As you've noticed, I haven't been sending texts every single day. A couple of reasons for that is, when I'm sending texts, a lot of people feedback that they've been giving me lately is they mightn't read every text every day. They'll wait till the weekend and stuff. And I don't, originally I was like, oh, it's a text to keep you motivated and encouraged. But like, yes and no. It can become something that's, when you start off in the membership here, you're like, yeah, read the text every day. And then other times it's like, oh no, like, I haven't read the text for 6 days or whatever. I don't want that. Like, I want a place where it feels good and comfortable. So the texts are going to come in. They might come in every single day for 4 or 5 days. There might be a break for 2 days, a break for another day. I'm really just letting myself be led with what my feeling is. So you'll never, like, there will be more audios and there will obviously be texts, but, you know, it could be 4 to 5 out of 7 days a week you're going to get a text. But give me your feedback as well and how you feel about that, because obviously this is for you, but I'm just trying to be more led by the feeling of what's going to create a better space for you and a better space for you to ultimately come into alignment with your soul's path, soul's energy, and get you on that path of what's truly meant for you. So that might all sound very confusing. There's a lot in this audio today, but please do give me your feedback on it and look forward to bringing you on this journey over the next 12 months, actually, because we will be doing the Pillars of Time for Me over the next 12 months. So I hope you have a great day and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.